KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722, and thanks.
When KUOW listeners get stuck for what to read, help is a phone call away, as long as the person picking up the phone is Nancy Pearl. Here's Nancy with KUOW's Marcy Silman working the Book Lovers Recommendation Hotline.
Hi, this is Shannon from Friday Harbor.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. What do you do in Friday Harbor?
Well, I live there, but like so many people on the island, I commute to the mainland and work.
What do you do?
Federal worker. I work for the Economic Development Administration.
So do you get a lot of reading done on that ferry ride back and forth?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Well, tell us about the book that you most recently loved.
Oh, sure. Thank you. It's The Bay of Mermaids. I think it's Magia Comella. It was a romance and mystery combined together.
What, besides the romance and the mystery, made you like this book so much?
Oh, it was very descriptive. I feel like I've taken a trip to Cornwall now, which I'd like to do someday. You know, there's the romance, and you wonder where that's going to go. But, yeah, some other layers of mysteries to solve.
So the mystery and the romance and the setting, all of those are what really drew you to the book? Or is it something about mermaids in particular?
Well, mermaids, that was the first thing. We've got a store on the island called The Mystical Mermaid. They carry everything mermaid. And so my sister and I were in there one rainy afternoon, and I picked it up.
Have you always had a thing for mermaids?
Yes. And, yeah, I once had a therapist say, uh-oh, that's not good, but we won't go there. But I think it's because, you know, I mean, living on an island, you're surrounded by water, and how can you not like mermaids?
As far as I understand it, unless they're luring you to your death on the rocks, and that might be a siren, not a mermaid, they're probably pretty benign, right?
I would think so. Yeah, just plug those ears with wax.
Okay, so Nancy, there's mystery, there's romance, there's Cornwall, and mermaids.
And so mermaids. Well, the first thing I thought about was wanting to get a recording of somebody singing, "My father was the keeper of the Eddystone Light who slept with a mermaid one fine night. Out of this union, there came three, a porgy and a porpoise, and the other was me."
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah, you have to track down it. It's just a great standard American, or maybe a British. I'm not sure where it came from originally, but it was just wonderful. So I have some suggestions for you, Shannon.
Oh, great.
That I think that there's a chance, a good chance, that you'll enjoy. And what I really concentrated on was less the Cornwall aspect of it, because if you want to read more about Cornwall, that's an easy thing to ask the librarian there in Friday Harbor. You know, they can find all the novels set in Cornwall that you could ever want. And I have to say, I was in Cornwall a few years ago hiking, and it was just amazing, but there were no mermaids.
Oh, darn.
So, you know, take it. That is a little warning. So an author that I really think you should check out is a woman named Sarah, with an H, Sarah Allison Allen. And her first book is called Garden Spells. And it's romance. It's a little bit of magic, a little bit of supernatural. It's one of those books that when people finish it, you know, they want to talk about it. They describe it as the kind of book that they felt like hugging. You know, it was one of those hugging books. So there's a whole series of them. But Garden Spells, I think, is her best one, and it's her first one. So don't miss that one. Another author that I think that you should take a look at is a woman named Alice Hoffman.
Oh, great writer.
But I want you to be very careful which books you read of hers, because her last four or five books are, they don't fit anything that you've said. So, you know, in the sense that I wouldn't recommend them to you. But she did a whole series of books that are really realistic. But then there's a little twist into magic, and they're her middle books. So I think a librarian could probably help you you know, track down which of those. But Alice Hoffman is somebody I really want you to read.
Whoa.
And just on the off chance that you might want to try a new writer with a lot of books, there's a writer named Cassandra Clare, C-L-A-R-E, usually shelved with the teen books, always shelved with the books for teens, but ignore that part.
Okay.
And her first book is City of Bones. And so, you know, just give that a try and see what you think.
So Shannon, lists seem pretty good to you?
The description sounds wonderful, so I'm looking forward to the rain and reading.
Good. Oh, good. Thanks good. So much, Shannon. Enjoy it.
Okay, thank you.
My father was the keeper of the Eddystone Light. He married a mermaid one fine night. From this union, there came three, a porpoise and a porgy, and the other was me. Yeah.